The 9/11 tribute in light is actually going to happen. Kamala Harris hurts Biden more than she helps. Fox News crushes the NBA in ratings. And kill a cop, save a life is the new mantra of the rioters. I'm Adam, and this is the Mount Westmore Podcast. Okay, so earlier this week, the tribute in light, which is where they shine massive beams of light into the sky in New York City to honor people that died on 9/11, was canceled by the idiots that run New York and New York City. You would not believe how mad I was when this happened. I could not believe it. And it's even more maddening because they claimed that it was shut down because of Corona. But if they were actually concerned about that, they would work harder to shut down the riots where thousands of crazy people just come out and destroy stuff every day. They would work harder to close that because that seems like it would have an issue with Corona. And they would not paint stuff like Black Lives Matter on the street where 50 plus people are painting it. I mean, all this takes is turning on some big headlights. Nobody has to come and see it because they're so big. You can see it from everywhere. They're taller than most of the buildings. And you know, they're just shutting this down because they don't care about Corona. They just care about not honoring the police. They care about not honoring the firefighters. They don't care about the first responders. They don't want to honor them. Because it doesn't fit their agenda that all the police are bad. Doesn't fit that all the police are jerks that want to kill you. It's disgusting that they would ever even try to shut this down because they just hate the heroes of our society and they refuse to give them any respect, and it's about time they let it happen. So it's a good thing they finally let it happen this time. And if they... I still can't believe they did that. That's insane. I'm just glad they opened it back up. So, obviously, the biggest news of this week was Joe Biden picking Kamala Harris as his vice presidential candidate. And all the Dems are oohing and aahing over this pick. But, honestly, this pick isn't even that good. It's honestly a little insane because she is so, so left-leaning. She's insane. And the issue for the Biden camp is she's insane. And he's insane. They're both really left-leaning. Most people think of him as moderate, and he actually is in the modern-day Democrat Party. But she's not very moderate, all right? And that's a problem, because she is so radical. In battleground states like Pennsylvania and Ohio, people will not vote for her. People in the Midwest that are hardworking and just want to see results. They don't care about all the bureaucracy and politics. They just want results, will not vote for her. I mean, okay, we all know that a vote for Biden is a vote for Harris, because he ain't going to make it more than 10 days in office. Sorry, he's just not going to. And all these people in places like Pittsburgh have to do is simply look at her record and look at President Trump's record. And they will see that he brings jobs, she destroys them. He cuts taxes, she raises them. And these issues will be massively important in November. And Kamala Harris has also said things like she thinks abortion should be legal, all the way into the 9th month. Can you imagine that? My gosh, that's insane. And a lot of these people say she is moderate, which may even be true in today's modern Democratic Party. The left has gone so far left that they have left the Earth's orbit. It's insane that people like her are considered moderate. But that's how far they've gone. That's how far left they've gone. But I think people will see right through her, and I don't think they'll vote for her. But you would think with this pick, they would be picking up more African-American support. But I don't think they really will from this. I think black women maybe will vote for them because of her. But I think the black community overall, on average, is tired of all the pandering with no results from Democrats. And I think because of that, in November, we'll see a lot more black Trump supporters turn out. Not huge numbers, but enough to destroy Biden, to give him a clear victory. Because in 2016, the president got around 9% black vote, which is really low. But I think he could get anywhere from 15% to 20% this year, which will be huge. That will hammer Biden. All right, the NBA. The NBA is looking really rough right now, guys. No one's watching. No one cares. On Tuesday night, according to Clay Travis of OutKick, Tucker Carlson had 4.5 million viewers. The Nuggets-Lakers game, happening around the same time, had 1.5 million viewers, which isn't bad, but it's pretty bad compared to Tucker's viewers. And then you look at this one. This one is tough. Sean Hannity had 4.6 million people watching, and the Blazers-Mavericks game had 930,000. 930,000. They couldn't even pull out a million. And I think this is very representative of the NBA and MLB's viewership since the restart. The MLB has gone up a little bit because they've stopped with this social justice stuff to some extent. But the NBA has only gotten more woke as we go. Most players have some sort of social justice message on the back of their jerseys. And Black Lives Matter is written on the courts. And I don't think the NBA even cares anymore about the viewership. They just want to be woke. They just want to pander to the media and the left. Because they know they'll get some love from them. And that's the only voice people hear. And most people I know, including myself, have either completely stopped watching sports, or we started watching hockey because the players aren't doing this woke garbage. People are tired of it. Just stop, NBA. No one cares what you or your players think. Just please let us watch LeBron James dunk and Steph Curry shoot some threes in peace, without any politics. Okay, rioters, here we go. All right, these guys are so stupid. The rioters and the Antifa guys are so dumb. They're driving me insane. Can we please just be done? Can the governors and mayors just do their freaking jobs and end this? It may be calming down a little bit, but these thugs aren't calming down. They're just getting more radical. Come on, the new phrase is kill a cop, save a life. This is absolutely insane. I have no words. I have no words. This is insane. Can you imagine being that dumb? Just imagine being half as dumb, because you'd be really, really dumb. But kill a cop? First of all, that's wrong, because you shouldn't ever say you're going to kill anyone, but let alone someone that protects you. That's insane. And then you imply by killing a cop, you are saving a life. Saving a life by killing someone. That makes sense, like, perfect sense. And look, I realize what they're trying to say with this message, okay? There are bad cops that do bad stuff. There are also bad accountants and bad engineers. There are bad people everywhere. But the police do their best. Think about how scary it is for them, though. We might be worried that they pulled us over, but think about what it's like for them. Look at what's happened over the past couple months. They've been treated awful. People don't respect the police anymore. People are willing to hurt the police. Think about what it's like for the police. They see you speeding. They pull you over. You go over. They can't see you in the car. They don't know what's going to happen. They're going to walk up to your car, and they are just as nervous, if not more nervous, than you. You need to show them respect because they are trying to protect you. I guarantee you, it is in the 99th percentile of police officers that are not bad cops. I promise you, 99%+ of police officers care about you, care about the people in their city, and they care about protecting people. And it's time to stop pretending they don't. Thank you guys so much for listening to episode 5. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, be sure to share it with your friends. Subscribe and follow us on Instagram @Mount Westmore. Have an amazing week, and I will see you guys next Sunday.